Blog Talk Radio.
All praise to the Most High, Perpetual, Anaviel, Repentance.
You think you ballin'? If you put your soul on the line, then how much you costin'? We readin' between the lines, we movin' with caution. Everywhere we go, we shine, we light up the darkness. At first it was awkward, but now I'm all in. Hey, I had to get right. Hey, hey, yeah, I had to get right. Hey, hey, yeah, hey, I had to get right. Huh, huh, yeah, I had to get right. Huh. What is you talking about? You bugging. How can I not spread repentance when that's all I talk about? No frontin', I refuse to live a lie, I'm living my story out. And I love it, I had to prioritize what need to be sorted out. Cause I wasn't, getting me tight, my spirit attacking his beat. I was busy chasing Fetty, I realized that was the least. I had to step on my energy, so I start searching for keys. Now it's up, and it's stuck, the most I directed my feet. Ain't no scamming, that money don't tempt me. Word of mother, that do not impress me. Women chasing, they gon' have to catch me. It's amazing how much we be stressing over nonsense that don't equate to a blessing. Rerouting, we changing directions. We found the plug, repentant. I got bars, let me finish my sentence. They do not get it, redo my lyrics. They just rapping, they don't got a mission. I just watch Tupac. We both got similar spirits, so they gotta feel it. I'm ballin'. If you put your soul on the line, then how much you costin'? We readin' between the lines, we movin' with caution. Everywhere we go, we shine, we light up the darkness. At first it was awkward, but now I'm all in. Hey, I had to get right. Hey, hey, yeah, I had to get right. Hey, hey, yeah, hey, I had to get right. Huh, huh, yeah, I had to get right. Huh. What's poppin'? As I'm writing, I think about Colossians. No, I do not eat shrimp, neither lobster. Cause I live by the law and the prophets. What you thought, this was regular gospel? This not checkers, don't put me in boxes. Labels wanna use me for the profit. You a 8-ball, not get out my pocket. Something like Parkinson's when I jot it. This a movement and they cannot stop it. No disrespect to the people that got it. I pray for your healing, I'm getting off topic. Humble talking and talk just like gossip. So I put it on wax, me ice. The most I he made me the kid like karate. Holy Spirit, it moved through my body. And the angels controlling my quality. Something like little baby and Yachty. The most high he gave is his son as a prophet. He got the keys and he made me a copy. So I'm dropping that weight like Takashi. How I flip that was fire, hibachi. Shots to take cause I ride with my Akis. Ain't no faking, we move like a posse. No NBA, we not doing no crossing. This is bigger than us and we know it. Spread repentance until I'm exhausted. Plus this beat got me feeling heroic. So I'm trying to save this generation. A Anaviel more than a poet. I got greatness in my spirit, and I'm required to show it. The enemy know that I'm ballin'. Ay, I had to get right. Ay, ay, yeah, I had to get right. Ay, ay, yeah, ay, I had to get right. Huh, huh, yeah, I had to get right.
All right, all right. Welcome, 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 y'all. It's the Pop-Up Show, Waking Up Israel Radio Show. All right, I'm your host, Micah Israel, and I'm a trucker by trade, so I'm bagging up right now into a little spot. Give me just a second. All right, all right. All right, so, yeah, it's a pop-up show, man, and what sparked this pop-up show is Brother Ronald, co-host on the show. He had some things he wanted to say about dealing with Mystery Babylon and things like that. I kind of watched his video he sent me that he let me to, and I kind of checked it out and the message about that, and we're going to get into it a little bit, y'all, and have a little open discussion about it, you know, and who knows, maybe even various other topics that's related to, you know, to the Mystery Babylon, so. I wanted to do that. I don't know how long the show would be, man. I'm just kind of, you know, putting it together, and we're just going to flow how it's going to flow, all right? All right, all right. So without further ado, let me open up Brother Ronald's mic here, and we can get into it. All right, here we go. All right, shalom, shalom, brother.
Shalom.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, conversations that we had earlier is the type of conversations that I think it'd be good for the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that we're talking about and what we be doing, man, other people have it on their minds as well. So that's kind of the part of the reason why I want to, you know, have it on air, man. You know what I'm saying? We can always go back and check it out and look, you know, and for others to check it out and listen to it too, man. You know what I'm saying? As we feel our way in the dark, seeking the Father's face and what he wants from us and things to look out for, that can be beneficial for anybody else that's on that same page, man. So, anyway, so with that being said, brother, where you want to start at? What you want to do?
Revelation chapter 13.
Okay, Revelation chapter 13.
Yes, this is talking about the mark of the beast.
Gotcha. All right. Verse 1 or?
My main scriptures, my main text is starting at verse 3, talking about the Antichrist that's going to come.
Okay.
It's going to be a one world order ran by the Gentiles.
Okay, gotcha.
Just read verses 3, and let me see. 3 and, let me see, 4. Yeah, 3 through 8.
Well, I tell you what, man, but you said those scriptures, there are 3 through, you said 8?
Yeah.
Okay, well, those scriptures there is going to hit home. But to give clarity on what you're saying here, let me just go ahead and start at verse 1. And, you know what I'm saying, so we can have a little backdrop to it. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. Let me just start at 1, and I'm going to read all the way to 8. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. All right, what is blasphemy? Blasphemy. Like a liar, right? Like an open.
You remember the Pharisees? They blasphemed the Holy Spirit. The Pharisees,
right.
Jesus, they blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
They lied on
uh-huh.
Blasphemy means like a telling of a lie. You know what I'm saying? Incorrect.
Right.
Or deceiving.
Yeah.
Like it's got a little truth to it, but it's covered in lies. Right?
Exactly.
To my understanding, what blasphemy means, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a deceiving. Something that you know, you're deceiving people. Right? It has 7 heads, right? But then on each head, well, 7 heads and 10 horns, all right? So I guess not all heads, well, I guess only so many horns is on each head. But there's 10 horns.
These represent the kings.
Okay.
The kings of the Gentiles. That's what they represent.
Gotcha.
You're talking about a king. Yeah.
Okay, and upon each horn was 10 crowns. And then on the head of is the name of blasphemy. Okay, let's verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Sounds like he's ruling the world, this beast is, right? And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, just one of the heads. Okay, gotcha. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? who was able to make war with you. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. So, okay. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Okay, 42 months. 42 months. That is...
That's talking about the tribulation. That's talking about the great tribulation.
That's 3 years and so many months, right?
Yeah, talking about the great tribulation.
36 months. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So he's telling lies on God and his name and those that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindred and tongues and nations. And all
that,
that dwell
read
upon
that
the earth shall, number seven.
Read that again.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And that nations can be nationality as well, you know. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Read verse 9 and we'll stop there.
Okay, If any man have an ear, let him hear.
Read verse 10.
Okay. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience of the faith of the saints. All right.
Okay.
That was 10.
So we're going to focus on verse 3.
Okay.
Read that again.
And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded. So let's pause right there. Now, this is a beast, and he got seven heads, right? And each head, he had horns on each head, right? But it's a total of 10 horns. I don't know if 10 horns
yeah,
are each 10. Head or... Okay, gotcha. But it's seven heads. And 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, okay? So verse 3, and I saw one of them heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Okay.
Yeah, so this is talking about the Roman Empire. At one time they ruled. Remember, when Christ came, he came up on the Roman Empire, and they ruled with a rod of iron, you know. So their head was wounded, but it says, and his deadly wound was, it says, I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, underline that, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So Rome was going to come back to life. You see what I'm saying? That's what the Most High is telling us. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Rome is not the United States. United States is just a part of the system. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, hold on. Pause right there.
Yeah.
Now there's other heads, right? And there's other horns. But this one head was wounded to death but brought back to life. And I think we all can agree that that's Rome right there. Right? These other heads are still doing their thing, though. But that one particular head, it was brought back to life. It was dead and brought back to life. Okay, gotcha. And that
we all can agree.
Okay, go ahead.
But we know that the fourth kingdom is going to be Rome. That kingdom is going to rule until Christ comes back. So this is the last. This is the last king that's going to rule over Israel. This is it. This is it. This is the last.
Oh,
this is the last.
Okay, okay.
This is our last
captivity. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry to interrupt you, brother. But I just want to make sure I'm understanding it the way that you're putting it out. That this beast that rises out of the sea is different time periods, and so each one of those heads with horns was a different time period. And you saying the one that was slain and killed but brought back to life is the okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, go ahead, brother. And
yeah,
so that's
okay.
Where we're living at right now.
Yeah, exactly. We live under the fourth beast. So all these beasts,
when they're all together, will have like wings of a leopard and feet of a bear and mouth of a lion. Okay, but they all different stages, right?
Yep.
They're all part
yeah.
of the same
yeah,
beast, but it's different. You know, like you said, that system. Okay. All right. I'm listening.
Kingdom.
Yeah, different kingdoms,
okay.
Different time periods.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to Revelation 17.
Revelation 17. All right. Okay. I'm there.
You want to start from the top?
All right. 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away into the spirit, into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting a colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, and having seven heads and ten horns. And
remember
the
that?
Woman, she's riding upon this beast, okay? Okay, she's riding it like it's her,
yeah.
You know, like this beast is her transportation. She, you know, will conquer the world. She's on the top of it. A woman is. Okay, gotcha. You want me to keep reading or you got something to add to that? Or?
Keep reading.
Okay. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. On her forehead, that's what it said. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman. All right, so she herself got her own mystery. Right? This beast that she's riding upon, like we just discussed, is different time periods. But she, like, been around, she's old, she's riding on this beast as if she got this beast tamed or something or full control over this beast. And so she's behind, this woman represents an entity that's been around since the beginning of all these nations. Right?
Yeah.
All right. And so, all right. Okay. And upon her head was blasphemy and hater of God and all that type of stuff. Okay. All right. So is there anything else, brother, you want to add on to that or
will you stop,
keep reading? Or?
Will you stop that verse? Stop that. What verse you stop that?
Seven, I think, was the last
what verse
one.
Seven? Okay. Read eight, verse eight. Let me go jump down to 12.
Okay, 8 down to 12. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. All right? So this, the background to this woman.
You see that? You see that? You say the beast that was and is not and yet is?
Uh-huh. The characteristics of the beast that she's riding on and her, I'm thinking, both together, that we saw, this image that we saw, it's not, meaning it haven't happened yet. And it shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and it go into perdition. So it's going to come out of the pit, and it's going to go into perdition, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And that dwell on the earth and shall wonder whose names were written in the book of life. Okay. Foundations of the world. And it's that this beast, she was from long ago, and she's not right now. But yet, she is right now. You know what I'm saying? She was, and she's not, and yet is. So they're saying that she was from ancient times, and she's going to be in the future. But yet, she's right here, too, at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So basically, you know what I'm saying, she's been in control of this world so far. And everything's kind of pointing us in the direction of Satan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Someone, Satan is behind this whole entire beast. And it says he came sprung out of a bottomless pit. So I don't understand that part, the bottomless pit. But then once he come out of this bottomless pit, he's going to go in perdition. You know what I'm saying? So I believe Satan was cast down into earth. But it's described here that he came out of a bottomless pit. So, but I guess that kind of, you know, meaning the same thing. I don't know. I don't know everything. I'm just kind of rambling and thinking about it. But yeah, man, it's so this is kind of Satan. This woman represents Satan then, as a woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
What verse you stop at?
I've just finished up 8, and now I'm on 9.
Okay. Read down as well.
Okay. And here it is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. Oh, okay. And there are 7 kings.
You know,
5 are fallen, okay, and 1 is, and the other is yet to come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space.
You see that? Think about that right there. Think about that verse right there. Read that again.
Okay, gotcha. 9 is, here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman
sitteth. You know, stop right there. Stop. You know, mountains represent government.
Yeah, that's government.
That's
kingdom.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Uh-huh. All right. Okay.
Thank you, Reed.
Okay, gotcha. Where was I?
Verse 10.
Where was I at? Okay, gotcha. Okay, verse 10. And there are 7 kings. All right? So it's the mountains represent governments or whatever, and there's a king over each government or each kingdom, right? 7 mountains and 7 kings. Okay, gotcha. 5 are fallen. Okay? So that will only leave 2 kingdoms left then, right? If 5 of them are fallen. Okay, gotcha. And 1 is. So there's a kingdom over us right now that's that she is the hovering over. Okay? And the other is not yet come. So there's one in the future, a king that's in the future, that's going to come, and she's going to link up with him and be over him too as well. And when he cometh, meaning that last one, he must continue a short space. Okay? And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seventh and goeth in perdition. Oh, okay. So basically in a nutshell, this system or what connects all these empires all together is the source of all of that is still linking to Satan. And he's basically come out of this pit, establish these kingdoms, and he's even going to be in our future. But this next kingdom that he's going to set up in this last little moment is only going to be for a little while, right? Okay, so these are different time periods, all right? But it's all kind of connected to Satan. Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right, and where are we on now? We are on 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings. Okay, so we have the 7 kings, right? And these horns are on top of the 7 kings' head. Okay, so, and this says the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings. Okay, so out of that, we different time periods. Okay, gotcha. Which hath received no kingdom as of yet. Okay, so these 10 horns don't have a kingdom. Okay, gotcha. But receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Okay, gotcha. So basically my understanding of it, y'all, is that the 7 heads are different time periods, right? And different kingdoms will be reigning over there that Satan is going to be over. But on their heads, or they building from those foundations, is these horns. Now, these horns are, to me, if they don't have a kingdom, but yet they do got, they move like a king, that it must mean it's somebody of great influence. But they don't have their own little kingdom necessarily, but yet they got power as a king. And it's 10 of them, right? And they have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings for 1 hour with the beast. So each one of these time periods. Okay, go ahead.
What did he say? What he's saying is that the Antichrist is going to come has not came yet. The one that's going to call himself the God, he's going to say that he's God. He haven't came yet. That's basically what he's saying right here. You know what I'm saying? Because he says, which have received no kingdom yet. He haven't came yet. The Spirit is here, but he haven't came yet. See, that's what Revelation is trying to tell us.
Yeah, but it's apparently it's more than one. Yeah, it's more. It's ten of them. It's 10 of them that's like Antichrist out there, and they don't have which have received no kingdom as yet, but they got power, just like a king.
No,
for 1 hour.
No, there's many kingdoms that's hard. If you go back to that right there, the verse.
This is verse 12.
Verse 10. Go back to verse 10 again.
And there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space.
Yeah, that's talking about the Antichrist. When the Antichrist comes,
that last one.
You know,
you're talking about that last one,
last
right?
One. Yeah, Yeah, we talked about
okay,
the last
but there's
last
an anti. Okay, but there's, according to this, there's one right now, and there's one in the future.
That's not, there's the spirit is here, but the God's not here. The king is not here yet, but the spirit is already here. I'm going to show you that as we continue on.
Okay,
gotcha,
go
back to verse 13.
Okay,
13,
I haven't read
it. 14.
Hold on, the number 12. let me check out 12 again.
Yeah, you read it again. Okay, go ahead.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings. You agree with that right there?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So that means it's 10 kings right here. Okay, which
okay,
have received no
okay.
kingdom. Yeah, they received no kingdom as yet.
Okay,
they kings
okay.
without a kingdom.
Okay. Yeah, 10 kings,
right.
yeah.
But they received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. So wouldn't that say that they're a very influential people?
Yeah.
But when the beast finally come, that's when they really going to have some power when that – beast is revealed
no, they,
or something maybe in the future?
They're going to give
Go
the ten kings are going to give their power to the beast.
Okay.
That's what the word says. Okay.
They said they're going to receive power.
Yeah, keep reading.
They said they... Yeah, I just want to say something. They're going to receive power as king, you know what I'm saying, 1 hour with the beast. So the beast is what's going to give them power, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
You see what I'm saying? Okay.
I'll show you something.
Okay. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast.
See that?
Okay, got
see
you.
That?
Right.
You see that?
So they on the same accord. And they shall give their power, which was, according to 12, they received a power. But in 13, they shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
This is the Antichrist. That's what they're going to get their power to, the Antichrist.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
These shall make war with the Lamb. Okay. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and kings of kings. And they are with him are called the chosen and faithful.
Okay,
and he says
right
unto
there.
Me, okay, gotcha.
You got
you.
Right there. You ain't got to read all that.
All right.
Go to Zechariah.
Oh, before we move around, man, we ought to read 15. I mean, this is saying some more details about what we're talking about.
Okay.
15 through 18. I mean, it's... You know, because we're digging into it, and there is a lot more interesting stuff to say. Verse 15, and he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are people. The beast came out of the water, remember? Okay?
Yeah.
So the water is people. And multitudes, and nations, and tongues. So all of that water that has sprung out is all these different nationalities. It's the world, man. Okay?
Yeah.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire.
Stop right there. So God... The Most High is giving up the answers right here. He giving you the answer right here. This is an open book test. or he giving you the out, he give you the interpretation of what you already read already. See what I'm saying? So he's giving us the answers.
Gotcha.
What the horns represent, and all this stuff. I'll just
do
that in.
Okay, gotcha. But
yeah,
just to do a kind of like a little recap, basically, T was riding up on his B, and she's been, since the beginning, foundations of the world. And so she's behind all of this kingdom that's spurring up. And out of these kingdoms would be these ministers or these influential people that got blasphemy all on them. But they don't have a kingdom, but they're like very important high figures. And at the end of time or end of days of this beast, when it's going downhill, it shall give them power with the beast for 1 hour. But at the same time that happens, they're going to turn on the woman, this mystery woman, the same beast she's been riding on since the beginning, is going to turn on her, and it's going to burn her with fire, eat her flesh, you know what I'm saying, and have her desolate and naked, just robbed of all the diamonds and gold that she had. And it's, you know what I'm saying? And Aaron, it's going to turn on them. Is that what I'm kind of, you know, and that water that she sprung out of is people and nations and different tongues. Okay, gotcha.
Do you know,
all right.
Do you know what the sea represents? The sea represents peoples. That's all it means.
Yeah. Right. That's what you're saying. The waters that the beast came out of, right?
No, it says the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sitted, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. See?
That's what I said.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would just say it again.
Okay. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. Okay. And to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. Yeah. So when these people, these nations that she's over, all these different time periods, God is going to tell the same beast to turn on the woman, basically. All right. And that beast is why that beast is going to turn on the woman, which that woman is basically like Satan or something, right? Or she herself represent a certain country or something herself, kingdom herself. But it's a kingdom that's a spiritual kingdom that's been over all these other kingdoms. You know what I'm saying? Like that system you was talking about. Right?
Right.
All right. So... Yeah. The multitudes of people or whatever is going to turn on this system, and it's going to rob her of all the diamonds and jewels, and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Okay, 17. For God hath put it in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the word shall be fulfilled. So God is telling them to fulfill his word, and they going to do it, you know what I'm saying? And the woman which thou sawest is that great city. Oh, so now it's telling us who the woman is. Is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So it's a certain city that's a spiritual city that's been since the beginning of, you know, these empires.
I'm telling you, it's Rome. Rome is the last beast. Okay.
Now
you want to go? Let's go to.
Yeah, Jane. I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Go
I
ahead.
Know. Rome is what we're dealing. Okay.
Yeah.
What
we're dealing with Rome.
Yeah, but I just want to make it clear. So I just want to make it clear. That's all. I just want to make it clear that Babylon, Egypt, and all of this woman being over them, right? It's a mysterious spiritual kingdom that's been, like, over them the whole entire time. You know what I'm saying? Egypt, Assyria, you know, the Greek Empire, Roman Empire, you know what I'm saying? And all the other empires, Asian, the Chinese world, you know? And we can't forget the British Empire. That never failed, right? America is number one superpower to this day, but the British Empire that gave birth to the United States, that British Empire is still in effect. It has not went down. It just, America kind of rose up above it, but they're still together. You know what I'm saying? So that's something to also kind of keep in mind, man. But like what you're saying, it's going to go back to Rome or whatever. So, all right. So where do you want to take us after this, brother?
Just go back to Revelation right quick. Chapter 13. I just want to show you something right quick.
13. All right.
I just want to show you who's behind all this. Who's behind the beast and all the kings. Just read verse 4.
And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who is the dragon?
The dragon is Satan.
There you go. So the dragon is the one that's given these kings and these beasts the power to do what they got to do. So we gotta recognize that Satan, the devil's behind all of it. You know.
Right.
Hello? Yeah. That's all I want to show
you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, got you. All right.
So
what about 11?
Go ahead. You got some?
What about Revelations 11? Remember I was talking about, let me read it again. Revelation 11. I'm gonna start at 1, and I'm gonna read it all the way to. I'm gonna read it all the way to 9. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein." All right. So hold on. They measuring. The temple of God. Where's the temple of God at? Didn't Solomon build the temple?
It's going to be a future temple. Okay. Then. In Jerusalem, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
And I just want to make sure I'm understanding this temple.
The Antichrist is going to see that in that temple in the future. That's where he's going to see that. He's going to see that in that temple. But they're going to rebuild it, though. Fake Jews are going to rebuild it. Yeah.
And there's people that's going to be worshiping God within this temple. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So whoever is having this temple built must be people of God, right? They on the good side then, right?
No, I'm not going to say that. If they help them, build it.
Okay, let's hold on right quick. Who's doing the talking here? This is
who's
God the Revelator, right? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
This
but
is John talking.
It's God speaking through John. So it's the Most High is the one that's speaking.
Right. It's
God. Yeah.
There was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. So John is measuring the temple of God in this dream state, this message that God is giving John right now. And John is telling us what he encountered and things he did inside this this state, this conscious state of seeing this message from God, right? And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Okay? Now, those numbers right here, that 1,200 and 60 days, 1,230 days.
It's three and a half years.
Okay. Is that 3.5 years?
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know, man. I can't even. Okay, got
yeah,
we
got
to
figure out for that.
Gotcha. These are two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before God of the earth. The olive trees and candlesticks, that's the northern and southern kingdom?
Yeah, it represents Israel.
Right?
You know that. Yeah.
Well, I know the I know the candlesticks definitely referring to northern and southern Israel.
Yeah.
But the olive tree, Paul kind of preach about the olive tree and the grafting in of different olives into this olive tree?
No,
so these like got a little bit of.
It's going to be Israelites.
Gotcha. Yes, I just want to see where you at with it and your understanding with that. That this is definitely Israel, right?
Yeah.
All right, because you know some people interpret it as it's believers and the original Israelites. You know, saying along with believers. And that's like his church, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to, you know, kind of see where you's at with that. Okay. So you look at it as it's northern kingdom and southern kingdom.
It could be.
There's two olive trees.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's just, okay, we're not 100. All right, gotcha. These are two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Okay. These that have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city. All right? So it got dead Israelites in the future. We will be persecuted, and a war going to be against Israel then, okay? And they will be killed, and their dead bodies will be in the streets, all right, of this great city. Now, what city is this in the future? Which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Okay, all right. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. 3.5 days, man, just on the ground, lying on the ground. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them. And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Okay, so let me pause right there. This could be an allegory, what we're reading, brother. Instead of actually future events to take place, it could be some kind of, you know, a message in this right here. You know? So these 3.5 days, Israelites shall be, you know, much as they want to be having power over water to turn into blood and all of these things here. That sounds like stuff that Moses did, right? And and so when they're doing all of these things to the people around them, to the nations around them, you know, they have the power of God with them. But Satan is going to rise out of the bottom pit, and he's going to kill them that was able to, you know, to give the power, show people the power of God, right? And when he did kill them and lie them in the street, the whole world will rejoice on the death of these Israelites, right? And they're going to be happy and dancing around in a circle, and they ain't even going to put them in no grave, so you leave them on top of the ground. So they're decaying. Their bodies are decaying. And all of a sudden, after 3 days and a half.
Hey, I gotta call you right back. Where is Van out here?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, man.
Yeah, let me call back in.
Okay, gotcha. All right, brother. Oh, Sister Thayer, you just, okay. Let me open up your line. Hey there, Sister Dale.
Hey, how you doing? I'm listening. I'm just listening, and I'm just going to be on just for a few minutes, and I have an appointment that I'm going to be going to. But I was listening to what you were saying, but this is prophecy, right? Prophecy.
Yes. Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah. So I'm listening to this, and you know, I was. This is the mystery of it all. You know, Revelations is a mystery, and so therefore, it's to interpret that is, you know, it's just you have to really just be in the spirit, and you really have to be a learned person, a scholar more or less, or somebody that read, you know, as much kind of dive in there. But you're trying to, and what you're saying is commendable because I'm trying to get an understanding, and I can understand what you're saying. So, because this is amazing. This is, even though you were saying some of the things, I kind of think about how the Maccabees affect how the Most High comes in and he restores and he conquers, you know. So, yeah, Satan's going to come back and they're going to all, you know, applaud and everything, but the Messiah is going to show who has the power. 3.5 days later, you know, these people get back up. They come back to life.
Right, right. But during that 3.5 days, let's see, what did it say? Okay, during that 3.5 days, and they that dwelt upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. So they just got rid of a major burden in their lives, right? And they are just happy that these two prophets have died.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to bury them or nothing, let the birds and the fowl of the air feast on them. And laying on top of the ground of this city. So all of this could be an allegory. And so right now, as we're speaking, we're part of that 3 days and a half right now that we're speaking. We're in the last days. So we're like in the half, or we're in a day before the half, or somewhere in this prophecy. We're one of those days right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so especially if you start the days when Christ was died and resurrected. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, you know. Yeah, that's something to think about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for three and a half days we're gonna be dead, man. On top of the ground. And everybody rejoicing and happy we're dead. Right?
Yeah.
All right. And verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them. Sound like those dry bones again coming out of their grave.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Just like right now as we're waking up, according to this scripture, somebody somewhere is scared out of their mind that folks are waking up talking about we're Israel.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because here we are starting to wake up out of that debt, out of
exactly.
that, you know. right. Yeah.
Very similar.
Fear.
Yes.
Yeah, great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them. Okay? So, So it says they send them up to heaven, those that have been woken up.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Hold on, I just got a message in from Brother Ronald. Hold on. Okay, we need to get back to the point. I'll call back in a few. Oh, okay, gotcha, Brother Ronald.
Okay, and
okay,
could you go over that, because I didn't understand what the original, you know, message was coming from, and what were we talking about? What is the point?
Okay, you said he called back in 5 minutes. Okay, betcha. I'm be looking out.
All
for
right
him.
Then, great. Well,
all
great.
Right.
Great.
But yeah, the overall is we're talking about. Babylon, the great mystery, mystery Babylon. All right. Earlier, you know, Brother Ron had been wanting to kind of speak about Babylon, this mystery Babylon.
Okay.
And well, he had me watch a video on a sermon dealing with the mystery Babylon. And basically the message of that sermon was, here comes Brother Ronald right here. All right, Brother Ronald, you back with us? All right, can you hear us? All right, Sister Thale is now with us too, Brother Ronald.
Okay, yeah, I'm here for a few minutes, Brother Ronald. I have to leave.
All right. Brother Ronald. Hold on 1 second. In this video, it was talking about a system, a Babylonian system, and the overall general point that Brother Ron is bringing out is that this system that connect all these empires that have blasphemy, they were going against God since the beginning of time and the future with the Antichrist and all that, that horde that rise that beast and everything about them leads up to Satan, you know. And this system represents all they got in common is this ancient Babylonian system. I think that's what he was saying. And it's satanic, and that's the mystery Babylon. I think that's what he was going with it. All right, Brother Ronald, you can pick up where we left off, brother.
Okay, let's go to Daniel right quick.
All right, let's go to Daniel.
I want to show you something.
Oh. All right, it's the book of Daniel.
Let's just get straight to the point.
Okay.
Daniel chapter. Hold on. How you doing, Sister Sale?
I'm doing well, brother. I have an appointment, so I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to go back and listen to the things that you guys are saying later.
Daniel chapter 7.
Okay.
Read verse 3.
Okay, chapter 7, verse 3. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another.
Okay, hold on. keep reading.
The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings and beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man. And the man's heart was given to it. Okay, a lion with eagle's wings, but then the wings were plucked. So now it's just a lion, but it was made to stand up as a man stand up, right? And a man's heart was given to this beast. Okay, gotcha. You want me to keep reading, brother?
It start right there. But I'm just trying to show you that the four beasts are this is the Gentile kingdom. So we dealing with Gentile kingdom. You know the image that Daniel saw? The head, the feet, all that statue is the kingdom of the Gentiles. So they are running the show right now.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they've been running it for a long time. So we need to keep that in mind. So Israel is not running the show, but God gave the kingdom to other nations outside of Israel. See what I'm saying? We're not in power right now. Yeah.
No, not us. You know what I'm saying? We're not in power at all, right?
Okay, that's what I wanted to show you that. But very quickly, go to Zechariah chapter 1.
Okay, Zechariah chapter 1. All right, what verse?
Started verse 15.
I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they help forward the affliction.
Read that again.
I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they help forward the affliction.
You're talking about the Gentiles. You're talking about the Gentile kingdom. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. Okay, my house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Then lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. Okay, this is Zechariah seeing a vision, right? I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel, go ahead.
You remember the four horns I showed you? You remember the four horns I showed you in Daniel? In Daniel chapter 7? I did show you
the four horns
in Daniel chapter. These are the four horns he's talking about.
Okay. They're all connected. In Revelation, there's some horns there too, as well, right?
Yeah, but they are the same. It's the same. They all the same. They just different kingdoms. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. What was I? I just read 15, right?
18.
I just read 16.
18. Read 18. Start at 18.
Oh, skip. You want me to skip up to 18? Okay.
No,
then
start
lifted
at 18.
Up my eyes.
Start reading 18.
Then lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Four carpenters are going to get rid of this, whatever that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Okay. These carpenters. Four of them.
You know who those four carpenters are?
All right. Who they are?
Those are the angels. The angels are going to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what we do? Where do you want to go next?
They're going to Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians.
Okay, Thessalonians.
Yeah.
First Thessalonians?
Second Thessalonians.
All right.
And you can start at chapter 2, start at the top.
Okay, Second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chapter 2. All right. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will hear, until he be taken out of the way. Okay. You want me to keep reading, brother?
Yeah, just stop in verse
11. I'm on. Okay, gotcha. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness is them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. So in other words, some of us who just refuse to take in, you know, our identity and, you know what I'm saying, and keeping of these laws and, you know, just God's word, some of us who refuse this will continue in believing a lie. You know what I'm saying? you know, I'm just saying, those who in witchcraft, those who've been all these other religions and everything else, man, you know, they're going to continue. It's like sword in their mind with a hot iron. And the Most High saying he will give them a strong delusion on purpose that they should believe a lie.
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, brother.
Hello. I said this Antichrist is going to be a new world order system. The beast is gonna you there?
Yeah, brother.
I'm here.
We're here.
Yeah.
No, I said,
hey,
the beast,
just want to remind you, Sister Thel, that it's 2:13, by the way.
I know.
Just want to remind you.
I had to step away. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, it's all about are you going to sell out to this world system? Because you're not going to be able to buy or sell. You're not going to be able to participate in this economy. You're not going to be able to buy no house. If you don't take this mark, you're not going to have anywhere to stay. You're not going to have anything, because we know that the Bible says that the earth is given into the hands of the wicked. So they're going to if you don't take this mark, you're going to be cast out of this system that we're in right now. You're not going to be a part of this system.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what it's going to come down to. And it says that if you don't take the mark, he's going to kill you. The Antichrist is going to kill you if you refuse to take the mark. You remember when Daniel, the Hebrew boys, got cast into the fire?
Yeah.
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 They refused to operate in that kingdom that they was in. In Babylon. But God used the angels and rescued them.
Mm.
You know. So I'm just saying it's coming down to are you gonna worship this system? Are you gonna participate in the system? Are you gonna take the mark of the beast? Because a lot of people are going to take them. A lot of Israelites are going to take this mark.
Okay, gotcha. Huh? But I just want to let you know that, you know, we're talking about two different things, but they're related to each other. Like I'm just saying that who is Mystery Babylon and things like that. And then we're on the mark of the beast now.
But that's what we're talking about. Mystery of Babylon is the Gentile kingdom. Power is gonna go back to Rome. That's what the Antichrist is gonna sit at. And he's gonna move to Jerusalem. Eventually. You know, he haven't came yet. The spirit is already here, but he's not here yet. You know, spirit is already in the world. Antichrist means against Christ. That's all it means.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, but if we was to kind of look at our world right now, you would say that right now in Rome, would they be a superpower in these last days, or?
The Antichrist is going to come through the Gentile kingdom. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to, man, Brother Ron. I'm trying. All right. So
America. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you a verse. Go ahead.
Okay, we got America. You got Rome. You got... You know, we got these empires right now. All right. Now, I didn't I just want to say that what you're saying is that Mystery Babylon that's described in our scriptures, you're saying that it's not a geographical location, but
no,
it's a system.
That.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just trying to get some understanding, man.
Let me explain it to you. Just hear me out. Okay,
yeah.
You know, like America, right? You take America, right? America is
okay.
Ruled by the Gentiles, right?
America?
We are part of. So you have different systems in the government, right? You got health, you got health care, all those different systems. But who's on the computer running those systems? People. Okay? People are running those systems. So the devil is, the Bible said the devil is the god of this world. You remember when Christ came? He said, I will give you all the kingdoms of this world if you bow down and worship me.
He said
He said that the Christ, yeah. In Luke chapter 4, verse 4. You want to go there right quick? If you want to.
Yeah, we can. We can go there, but yeah, we can go there. Let's go to Luke chapter 4.
Okay,
Luke chapter 4. Let's see, where is it at? It's on verse, what, 4? 4 through,
Yeah, verse 4. You want to start at the top?
Yeah, I'm going to start at the top.
Okay.
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. So during the whole 40 days, he was tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered unto him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but out every word of God. And the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, that mountain we talked about is what? Did you say a government? A government or
government,
something like that?
Government.
Okay,
yeah.
And showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil
right
said
there. Read that again. Read that again.
And the
devil
taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will give it. If thou
stop right there, stop right there. We can stop right there. Right, just read the verse 8, and then you can stop right there. Verse 8. We ain't got to read all of them.
Yeah, but we do like that clarity. We love getting clarity. I know I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't got to read.
I love getting clarity.
It's about a chapter. Like 43 verses in there. I'm just trying to show you how much power the devil has. That's all I'm trying to show you.
Okay, gotcha.
That's all I'm trying to show you. Yeah.
I understand, brother. But I know you
want
to get to the point. But I got
to have
any questions, man. Just
let me show you something right quick, if you don't mind, after you get to reading.
Yeah, I don't mind. Sit back and you go ahead and read, brother. That way I can just...
Okay, I'm going to read verse 6.
Wait on you.
I'm going to read verse 6. I'm going to read verse 5. It says, and the devil taking him into an high mountain, and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world. That means the whole world, as we speak right now, that same devil is tempting us. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give unto thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. So the devil is the god of this world. The Bible speaks, it says in 1 Corinthians. Can we go there right quick? 2 Corinthians.
Yeah, go
chapter
ahead.
4.
Go ahead and go there. Okay.
I'll read that right quick. If you want to go there, Brother Michael, with me.
Yeah, I'm already. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse 4. Read that.
You might be wanting to have a point to it, and I might.
Okay.
I'll read. In whom the god of this. Okay. In whom the god of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Just read that verse 4. Verse 4. So the reason why people are blind, it says it right here. In whom the god of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine unto them. See? So the reason why people are blind is because the devil is blind. They are a part of this system. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So the reason why people are blind, their minds are blind, because they're worshiping the devil instead of worshiping the Most High.
Okay.
So God is the only one that can open their eyes. It says, least the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So, if you want your mind to be open, the Most High can open up your mind to the scriptures, you know, to understand the scriptures, you know, to receive eternal life. But you got to repent of your sins
and
receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, all I'm trying to show you is that the devil is influence on these nations and on these kingdoms. He's the one behind them, you know. Behind every man, there's a spirit. So all I'm trying to say is that this Antichrist, is going to come. He's coming from the Gentile kingdom, because that's the kingdom that's ruling right now. The Gentiles, they are the ones that's in charge. So he's gonna, not here right now, but he's gonna come in the future. But nobody knows when. Only God knows when that time is gonna come. But we can identify when he's gonna come through the scriptures. Go to Luke. This is gonna be my last one. Then you can take over. Go to Luke chapter 21, verse 24.
All right.
Read that.
Okay. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Okay, stop right there. What do you think that means? I'm asking you the question.
Okay. This means that Jerusalem will be conquered and made desolate with all the Jews, and the people occupying Jerusalem, you know what I'm saying, will not be Israelites, but they will be Gentiles, and they're going to be reigning in Jerusalem until the time of Christ comes.
Yes. So now we know that this is not talking about Israel. Israel is not the great whore that is talking about in Revelation. Now God told people.
Okay,
now God
whoa,
told
whoa, 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 back up, back up, back up, back up, Back up. All right. Now, when you talk about this, is not talking about Israel. What exactly you mean?
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you.
Okay.
Go to Revelation chapter 18.
Okay.
Start at verse 1.
Okay.
Read 1 through 5.
No, there's a point that you want to take. You sure you don't want to read it, brother? So I can really follow along on how
okay,
you do it. You know what I'm saying?
I read it. I'll start at verse 1.
Because I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Okay,
go
ahead. And after these things, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. So we know that Babylon is ran by the Gentiles, right? Because we know that the old Babylon, because it says in Luke chapter 24, that the Gentiles are going to be in control until Christ comes back.
It
says Babylon, huh? What did you say?
Yeah, I was just saying they're going to be controlled under Israel until Christ comes back.
Yeah. They're going to be controlled they're going to be controlling the world, not just Israel, but the whole world.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It says Babylon.
Gotcha. I'm going to stop there, Rusty. Go ahead. I'm just saying, I was making sure the same Babylon. I mean, yeah, Gentiles are ruling the world, I know. But you saying the world is Babylon?
I'm saying that.
You don't
know
think
you remember when?
Are you saying Israel is not Babylon?
I'm saying Israel is not Babylon, no. Because you remember when Nebuchadnezzar was ruling?
Uh-oh. What happened? Can you still hear us, brother?
May not.
Oh, Brother Ronald, something happened to your mic.
Let's just say.
Hello? Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry.
All right.
But
it's all good.
You remember when Nebuchadnezzar was ruling? Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now we know that the old Babylon is destroyed, right? God destroyed that. He destroyed the old Babylon, the location. He destroyed the location.
Right.
But the system moved on. The system moved on to another Gentile kingdom. When that kingdom was destroyed, it just moved on to another kingdom.
All right, well, pause right there. The system you talk about is a devilish type of system. Or are you talking about the love of money type of system? You know,
I'm talking about the system that the government runs. Just like you got a president at the White House.
Blasphemy type of
they
system.
Run. They,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they run that system. That system is ran by them. You know what I'm saying? But it's not godly. It's an ungodly system.
Right, an ungodly system. Like they go against the laws of God. Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, that system, all these empires are ungodly, is what you're saying.
Right, yes.
Okay.
The Bible says that
say
the earth,
system,
earth.
That's what you mean. All right.
Yes,
go
world
ahead.
System.
Yes.
You got something to say, Cynthia?
Okay.
Well, I get it. I get it. Because, see, when Christ comes back, it's not. It's the world. It's the earth. He's coming back, and he's going to change the world. And all the slaves and the Israelites were scattered, guess what he's going to do? When his effect, it's going to come down like a bomb, and it's going to spread like the atom bomb and just spread all the way out. So where is Babylon?
Yes,
wherever Christ has a destruction – I believe it's going to be. Babylon is going to go down.
Amen.
I that's basically what I feel. Because I just want to put it in layman's terms. When he comes back, it's no mercy. Wherever the enemy, wherever Satan dwells, because his time will be up. And you see how he changed his position. You know, he was looking at how he gave us over to them, and they just seem to have, you know, they're just going worse and getting worse, and they're treating his people just so bad that even he decided to have mercy. And, you know, okay, it's time to put an end to this. I mean, they're getting out of hand. You know, I let them have their time, right? You let Satan have his time. And, so he's just going to start waking everybody up, opening your eyes, because he's all that in a bag of chips. I put it plainly. Because he has that power. And that may be, like I believe, now, I know that's where Christ was crucified. I know that there is a sacred, but, you know, but when they spread all out and started sending, and then when sending all the Israelites to all the different nations, and they're working together, they have a network. That's the enemy. Yeah. That's Satan. But, you know, that's the way I'm feeling. But the kingdom, when Christ come back.
If I may, I just kind of want to say, it's already mutually understood that they're ungodly, right? The ungodly is ruling the world. Satan is ruling the world. But what we was trying to do is figure out this mystery Babylon. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying that, that's an evil person that had power, and that's an evil person that had power. They all torment Israel, and the devil's behind all of them, and let's just call the whole, all of them, mystery Babylon. What I'm saying is that when you get to the specifics of what's described
singular
about this mystery place, you know, with the head of all the source behind the ancient thing, we know it's Satan. Apparently, it's the same place that our Lord and Savior was died and resurrected. So it's going to lead us. It may didn't start there, but it's going to lead us at when it's all said and done with him in this place of confusion. And the Middle East is, I want to say Iraq, is the old Babylon. But this mystery Babylon is going to be in these last days, you know, part of the old and part of the new mixed together. Satan, you know, it's Satan. But, you know, and I know the whole world is wicked, but.
Let me show you something right quick, brother. I'm afraid
of
reading this, verse 18.
No, but I just wanted to say I agree with what you're saying.
Let me finish reading verse 3. Revelation chapter 18. Now we see in verse 2, right? It says, and he cried with this is the angel. The angels are gonna take part in destroying this world, because they are very powerful. And he cried with a mighty, with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. See that? For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth. Now I'm gonna stop right there. Did you hear that?
Yes,
Brother Michael. The merchants of the earth are talking about the economy. It's talking about the system that we have.
Financial system. Yeah.
Yes. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich to the abundance of her delicacy. So he's talking Ooh. About the system that's set up.
But Paul, I know you got something you're trying to bring out, brother, but I can't help but to have these questions. In the last days, there are going to be people who got rich from this nation that produced a lot of wealth, consumers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got rich.
This
mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon.
I'm trying to show you who it is right now.
But I'm saying, I wanted you to pause so I can say my little piece to it. That's
okay.
all. The place was, when I read the same thing you read, and what I'm trying to say is that for all the nations have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication. So in this particular place is a great fornication that everybody loves. Like, it could be porn movies, or it could be adultery and wickedness and sexual liberation. And the whole world would think that this place that offers this homosexuality or offers, you know, fornication and partying and having a blast with all the young people, apparently this particular spiritual place in the future is going to produce that so loudly that the whole world is going to want to be like her and want to come to this place of party. And hold on, sister. I got some more to say. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. They can't wait to go and party in this place. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through abundance of her delicacies. So she produced some delicacies that the whole world buying from her and selling for her. And this is a money pit for old people with businesses. That's what I'm getting from this. Now I'll let y'all go.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, brother. Pause for a second, brothers. Babylon represents, and this is where you have to open your mindset, is Satan, and she represents Satan, and she is everywhere. So he's everywhere, and there's sexual immorality everywhere. Everybody's getting rich. All these kingdoms, they all getting money. They all got made money off of the Israelites. to work hard for them and build their cities and countries and on the backs of Israelites. So they all gained wealth during that time. They got fat and they had all kinds of stuff. And it's still going on today. So when you saying they going to one place, no, sir, it's everywhere. It's here, it's in Europe, it's in everywhere. All over. I mean, Germany. I've heard rumors. I don't know. But there's a day where women can just go out and have sex with whoever they want to. They have a holiday. They're free.
Yeah.
Their husband can't do anything about it because it's their custom. But,
all
you know,
this is
what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
Well,
I can understand that. I mean, you can do your own research and you open up your own understanding, but I know you want to go to a particular place. But just think.
That's what it says.
He's not spiritual
Babylon.
But he's not. The Most High is not in a box. He's all over.
Nobody's saying he is.
But you're trying to put him in a single location, brother.
Hold on, brother Michael. Hold on. Your mom is right. Your mom is right, brother.
I don't think she's right.
Hold on. She's saying the same thing that I'm saying. We're on the same page.
I agree.
Hold on. It says right here. Just listen to this right here. Job 9:24. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked, And he covered the
faces
of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? So we know that the Gentiles is a kingdom. These white folks are in control of this kingdom. And your mom is right. Babylon is wickedness is everywhere. Everywhere you go is wickedness.
All right. Is there a capital? Is there a number one wicked place in the world?
No.
So
remember?
You remember
John said that wickedness? He said she came out of the sea. The multitude
right.
of people all over. That's
but
Babylon.
Is there a king of them all, or are they all equal?
Well, equal.
Brother Michael.
Satan is everywhere.
We're talking about a place, a spiritual Babylon.
No, we're not talking about a place.
The most wicked of the wicked.
We're not talking about a place. No, sir. We're not. No, that's not what we're trying. What I believe.
I'm not. You're not.
Believe.
But is the scripture talking about a place?
But I understand the scriptures. That's what I'm getting from the scriptures, brother. That's all I'm saying to you.
I'm getting that.
But you know, that's why it's mystery.
I know you're saying what he's
when you
saying,
say mystery, because the mystery comes in the part in how you interpret your interpretation.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
But
I say do your research. Read more and ask and pray for understanding. And basically you're going to either get what you get out of it and you don't. So it's okay because we get all this information in our own time, right? All of this comes to us and it's prophetic, right?
I understand. But I think it's important that we need to be open to what everybody is saying.
But the Bible is not going to put
like
it in plain
saying that
words
I'm incorrect what I'm saying. I couldn't help but to say, well, then y'all not correct. If y'all say I'm not correct.
But you can't say that.
We're not saying that.
Yeah. No, we're not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're wrong, brother. I'm not saying that.
But that's
I'm just saying we interpret it differently.
I know, but Sister Dale, if you're following along, that's what we're going back and forth about, Sister Dale.
Yes, sir.
Because,
I understand that.
It wasn't understood because what I said appeared to be not the right thing to say on it, okay?
Well,
that means you disagree.
Brother Michael.
I just want to say my piece. That's it. Go ahead, Brother Michael.
Absolutely.
Can we calm down for a minute? I'm not. Hold on. I'm really not, brother. Brother Michael, I'm trying to say something. Go ahead, brother. Brother Michael, this is God's word.
Yeah.
This is not our word, and God is—he's the one in control, not us. So we got to respect each other when we read God's word because this is important.
Okay.
This is very important.
Yeah.
You know, we got to respect the word. So when one person is talking, can we just let that person finish and then we'll start talking?
Yes, sir.
Well, before you say that, Brother Ronald, remember that you interrupted me as well. So that goes for not only me, but it goes for you yourself. All right.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, can we lay
some rules? So if we have a question, if you want to answer the question, say, okay, I answer that question, but can I finish first? However you want to answer it, the person that's speaking.
No,
if you got a question for that person.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well,
you know,
then if that's the case, let's put a time limit on it. Then let's also put a time limit on it if that's the case.
Yeah, we can. But Sister Cecile wouldn't finish talking. So see, if you got a question for her, let her answer the question if she want to answer it right now, or when she finish. We can do it like that. So I don't think
okay.
you finished
well,
talking.
How about?
So let's finish.
Okay, now let me add a little something in there right quick for the setting of these rules.
Was she finished?
This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. And I'm just, let me kind of throw what I got to say in there. All right. mean as far as the rules and how this should be played along, is the reason why we even got to have these rules in our discussion is because we all feel like when we do speak, not we can't get on what we're trying to say out before we interrupt it or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really feel like we need that, really. But unfortunately, because we feel that way, that's why we got to even make these rules up. All right. But we can start with 2 minutes or maybe 3 minutes. I give you the floor for 3 minutes. I won't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And when you're done, that's when we'll move to someone else. But at some point of time, we all got to have a discussion on what's been said thus far. Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll start with you, Brother Ronald. We'll start with you. Your 3 minutes starts right now.
Okay. The Bible says, let everything be done in decent and order. So we got to respect the order of Yah. Okay.
Hold on. I just want to say, I just want to add this in. I'm going to start your time back over, but I just want to say, instead of, I understand we want order and stuff like that, but you might want to get straight to the point that you're making all day, you know, that you're making, that, you know, that you've been wanting to bring out instead of kind of letting us know that we're out of order and things like that.
I don't want to argue over the word. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I'm going to get back to verse 18, Revelation chapter 18. When I said merchants, I'm going to read that. It says, and the merchants of the earth wax rich through the abundance of her decrees. Yes. Okay. And it said, verse 4, it says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God have remember her iniquities. So so we know that that just like your mom said, Sister Cell said, that wickedness is everywhere. It's not in a particular place. It's everywhere right now. But what he was talking about, Brother Micah, earlier today, that wrong was wounded a long time ago, but it's going to come back to power in these end times. But we don't know when. But wickedness is everywhere, but it's going to get worse. You know, the world is going to wax worse as we move on in this world. It's not going to get better. But power is going to go back to Rome, because that's where it started at. No, it didn't start there, but I'm just saying it started in the homeland, in Africa. You know, that's where the system started at. It didn't start in Babylon. The system didn't start in the United States or this side of the world. It started in Africa. Cause that's where everything, that's where creation comes from. Because the Bible says that Jerusalem is the mother of us all. So the system started in the East, where we from. It didn't start here. So we got to think about that, you know. But I'm just saying that power is going to go back to Rome. That's what I'm from reading, because we know that the Gentiles are in control of the world right now. Israel is a slave. We are slaves to the system. We are slaves to this system. We don't own nothing. We got to go to them for everything. They don't have to come to us. We got to go if we want a house, if we want a car, if we want food. You got to go to their stores. You know, their hospitals, and that's all over the world. Just like Sister Sale said, and I agree with Sister Sale. You know, God is, we can't put God in a box. You know, so I'm finished.
All right. Well, I understand that overall, you know what I'm saying, message that you bring, and I agree with it, you know. But now that I say I agree with it, that means that still, brother, you got to save room for other people's understanding of it, all right? Because I personally believe that no one man got all the answers or right about everything. So, and any time I come across somebody that knocked somebody else's understanding out the way, they better be perfect. And if I feel like you're not perfect, then I'm going to, like, okay, well, make room for everybody's opinion. Don't say what's right and what's wrong. Nobody can – it bothers me if you can't tell when somebody act like what comes out their mouth. They read it right, and then the world reads it wrong. I don't – man, it bothers me. But go ahead, Sister Thel. Your 3 minutes starts.
Okay. I didn't understand what you just said. Did anyone say that somebody was wrong?
I said interpretation. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am, nobody's saying, hear me out right quick, and then I'll start your 3 minutes. You probably missed out on some key parts of our conversation. But this is all stemming from when we had a pastor clip on the show.
Yeah.
And Brother Ronald was saying that this person was wrong about it, you know, and I didn't understand what Brother Ronald is coming out. And then he wanted this, we're having this pop-up show right now. It's because Brother Ronald wants us to hear it in a different way, the way we can,
yeah,
the correct way is what he's saying, okay? And so I'm, even though I feel like Brother Ronald is right, you know what I'm saying, as far as the, what he's saying, I'm saying that both these brothers are right, what they're saying. But Brother Ronald is looking at the whole world because Satan is the world. But the Christ was died and resurrected not in Asia, in China. Christ died and resurrected not in Ghana, in West Africa. It was in a certain geographical location that at the end of the day, you know, this particular location, apparently, if you call it Mystery Babylon, it's going to be the source of all this that we got in the world is going to come from this particular place. So whoever runs this place, which we said was the Gentiles, they're going to be the whole source behind why the whole world is partaking of this wine. Right? So basically, both these brothers are right, and I'm trying to just kind of get it out there to Brother Ronald to be open to other people's what they're saying. You know, just take it in. Even if you don't quite see it that way, still kind of, I don't know, take it in and digest it and, you know, add it into your library of hearing different people speak about it, you know. And I'm not just a fan. I don't even know that pastor really like that. But I'm just... This show is, I want it to be a advertising for other people to want to come on the show and say what they believe, all right? And I don't want us to be like, nah, this person is dead wrong. They a false prophet or, you know, I don't even want to hear this person. You know, I don't want us to have that spirit about us. You know, we can disagree but still kind of get out on point being disagreeable, all in the love of seeking the Father, you know. And that's all my whole point about it. You know what I'm saying? All right. Sister Thel, you can start your 3 minutes right now.
Well, I'm going to just say a few words, and then I'm going to have to go. I understand, Brother, I'm not a scholar. I don't know Scripture as well as like you and Brother Ronald or anyone else, and this is just my interpretation. I just know that the Most High, the Messiah, is majestic. It is magical. We can't even try to determine where the Most High is going to use his power. We have no idea. You know, Satan is at a point to where he has to battle with the Most High. If we need strength, we pray for strength to battle the evils and everything of this world. But we can only do it with power through the Messiah and the Most High. I mean, just to try to overcome and survive. But what I'm just saying, brother, to me, and what I'm reading, and which I need to go back and I need to read more, in the quiet time, is that to understanding. And so I just simply feel that you're seeing the same words. You're seeing Babylon, and stop. You can put them, if you put the mystery on it, if you say mystery Babylon, that's just it. The clue is in the word mystery. Is that a mystery has to be solved? A mystery means unknown. That means that you're not going to get it. The other person may not get it, but you have to believe in the Most High. So when he come back and destroy the world, his kingdom, well, it's just not for you to know. It's not for anyone to know.
Amen.
But you can interpret,
amen,
and you can try,
amen,
to read and find out. But when, yeah, when the Messiah come back, he just may, but I have no idea because I'm not the Messiah. So where is his kingdom going to be? But do we care where? No, sir, I don't. I just want to be with him in his glory, right? That's where we want to be, wherever on this planet that he decides. It's our kingdom. His kingdom is where we are going to be, the ones who survive all of this, and without trying to interpret and, I mean, really just guess and try to say anyone is right, brother. I already know that there's no one perfect. It tells us that as well. So I am going to just say that and say that we have to just be humble, and we have to, you know, just continue like you just said. That's why I like this show, because you can, but we don't have to get in an uproar is the basically what I'm saying. But who's getting in an uproar? But I'm going to tell you who's getting in an uproar, me, because I'm so excited, right? I'm so in love with this, right? This information is so powerful, right? But how else to get it, brother? How else are we going to get this if we don't talk, if we don't discuss? It is fuel for us to keep us going. And we must continue doing this. All right? That's what we have to do. We have to continue doing this. Like you just said, we need to find out what other people are thinking and what they think, and we have to take that off the air into our own private lives and do our study and research and pray for understanding.
Hey, Sister
Sarah,
don't go nowhere, because I want to say something.
All right. Hold on. 3 minutes wasn't up.
Oh, well, I'm up now, brother. I'm gonna listen, and then I'm going to say shalom, shalom. I'm just going to say it right now because I have an appointment I have to go to.
All right. Love you, mama.
Before you go.
Love you, too.
Are you going to go now?
Go ahead,
Sister Sarah, you still on? Okay, I'm going to say this right
quick. Yes, sir, I'm still here. I'm going to wait until your comment, and then I'm going to go ahead and go.
Brother Michael. The Bible says that teachers are going to be judged more strictly than anybody else. I preach this word, so I'm going to be held accountable for what I say. I don't get everything right all the time. I don't know everything, because the Bible says that we know in part and we prophesize in part. And just like your mom said, it's a mystery. It's a mystery, you know. So we all could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? And God could be right. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. So the word belongs to God. It don't belong to us. Like
right
your mom said, you know, we can't just argue over it. We got to just let God be right, you know, because I don't know everything. I don't know everything. You know, if I did, you know, I'd be lying. I only know a little bit a little bit. And I have common sense. I can see what's going on right now. And if you have common sense, you should see what's going on in this world right now. It's not good. It's wickedness is everywhere, you know. So, all I'm saying is that power is going to go back to wrong, and that's what I believe. I could be wrong about that, or I could be right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I repent and ask God to forgive me. But it's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make it out of the big deal. Because in the end, God is going to be the one that takes down this world for us, for the Israelites. And that's what we need to be worried about.
what the Most High is going to do. Because the Bible says his ways are not our ways, says the Lord.
Yeah.
So that's my last comment, and I pray for everybody.
Okay, gotcha.
That's all I have
well,
to
then
say.
Let me say mine.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me say mine now. All right. I want to say that that's the whole point of our show today. Well, really, to me, is that everybody kind of, you know, put out what they wanted to, you know, say on it, talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. And that's what we did. But I want us to consider, well, first off, I want to say, yes, there are what you call false prophets out there. And they're going to come in droves in these last days. So we got to have our guard up, first and foremost. And everybody is talking, saying that they're Israel. That doesn't mean that they're exempt from that. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to say that part. You know, I don't even really know that brother, but I listened to a couple sermons of him, and he seemed to be all right to me. You know, to me, and some things he said was different from the way I always kind of understood it. And I'm very curious to want to investigate him more. Right, and so because of that, I want to give the brother a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because he's definitely saying some things that I ain't even ran across before, or another way to view it that I ain't never viewed it like that before. And it reminds me of when I first woke up, how they was these Israelites on the streets was interpreting that we're Israel. That was a way I have never heard it before. So I'm definitely open to these brothers who got something to say. And my ears are open, and I'm ready to receive what they put down. You know what I'm saying? At least when I say receive it, I mean consider it. All right? I want to consider it and study for myself to understand the whole message. If it's revealing that they're false or they right, I got to investigate it. And so because I haven't investigated it thoroughly like that, I'm slow to want to say they're wrong. All right. Now, I'm not saying that you're saying that they was wrong, but we're even having a subject right now is because you're totally convinced that what the scripture is revealing is a system around the world. So Satan is of this world. And you took us to some scriptures pointing out the fact that he is over this entire world, and all these empires all got in common is this common system, right? And that in itself is the mark of the beast that people partake in this ancient old system that's been created, you know, in this world. And that is true, but I think there's more truth to be shed light on. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm basically saying. And that's why I'm saying that what this brother said and what you were saying is basically the same thing. And that's really all I'm saying, you know. But all right. Go ahead, brother.
Let me ask you a question right quick. So we know that there's a system, right, a world system. So In order to have a system, you have to have people to run the system. The system don't run by itself, just automatically. You got to have people working on computers, just like Sister Sarah, she used to work at the hospital, right? So she got to get on the computer and give orders and make appointments and all that stuff, right? So we are the ones that run the system. We are the ones that build the White House. We are the ones that build this economy on our backs, on Israelites' backs. Poor people, in order to do their work, in order to do their dirty work, you know. So if you're a part of it, like God said in Revelation, he said, come out of that system, come out of the world system, come out, learn out the ways of the heathen. So if you be partaking in that system, God is going to judge you because you are partaking in something that's not of God. You know, so it's not hard to understand. You know, but we have to have common sense. I try to use common sense. I don't try to make things harder. I just go by what the word says. So I'm just saying, if we take part in this evil system, we're going to be judged along with this system, just like when God destroyed Noah in Noah's day. God warned the people in that time to come out of their wicked ways. And they didn't do it. And what happened? They got drowned. They got killed because they didn't want to listen to God. So the Bible said that how can they hear without a preacher? God uses men in order to give you a lesson. But you can't just listen to everybody because just like it says in Matthew 24, there's going to be many false prophets in these last days. So don't just believe something that sounds good, but it's not lining up with the scriptures. That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't believe everything everybody right. tell me. I go by what the word say. So the word is always
okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes, but the argument that a lot of us have is that we read the same word, and somebody may got a different understanding of that same word. So it's not like he's saying
hey,
what this guy
yeah.
was saying. It's something that we haven't heard before, those scriptures. But we do know that the world will be deceived through this. So we know who runs the media. We know who's over our banking system. We know who's even pretending
yeah.
to be like us. And we do know the landmass on where he's pretending to be like us at.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a geographical location that our Christ was died and resurrected at.
Is your mom still on?
I'm still here. And just don't home in on just one thing, though.
I want you to write this scripture down, Sister Sale. Both
okay.
of y'all.
All right.
Go to Job chapter 15, verse 15. I'm going to show you how much God trusts us, trusts in people, even in the angels.
Okay. All right.
Job chapter 15, verse 15.
Okay. You have to read it, brother.
I'll read it. It says, behold, he put it no trust in his saints. You hear that? Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. God don't trust us. God does not trust people. He said he don't put no trust in us. He only put his trust in his word.
Yeah.
He said, when Christ was no man was able to open those seven seals. No man on earth or under earth or in heaven was able to open those seven seals. Only Christ, he was the only one that's worthy to open those seven seals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody else can do it. So he's in control of what's happening in this world.
And I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I
got to
say.
That's really
driving. Yeah, I get that too.
So
yeah, I totally
that's
get
why,
that too.
You know, so I'm just saying, but I appreciate you brothers, and this was a very good lesson, and the mixture is just great, and you know, I look forward to the next time. So I got to make my appointment, and I'll say shalom to all of our family. All right.
Shalom,
sister.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So, but yeah, brother, I totally agree with what you're saying. I hate that you feel
yeah.
like, you know what I'm saying, I don't, because I do.
No. I'm not mad at you, brother. I'm not mad at you. I love you.
I hear what you're saying, brother. And I agree.
Yeah.
This whole world is the devil behind it. I totally agree. If you was to say that the whole world cuffs out Israel and beat up Israel, I agree. If you're saying the system of
yeah.
this empire that Israel will be scattered to and having to deal with was controlled by Satan, I agree. It's that system, right? All I'm saying is that also... You know, also kind of means that is that plus something else. All right. Also, this mystery Babylon is going to be, you know, occupied by these people who is over the other people. Almost like, if you look at the world like a giant city, this particular place would be the capital of that state. All right? You feel me? Like if the whole world was of this system, there's a root like a tree to that system. All right? And this root to that tree is where they call in, the scriptures are calling Mystery Babylon, because out of this place, it's where all of that began, you know. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, the source of all of that. All I'm saying. And, but the scripture is saying that if these people are going to be over merchants and it's going to have all the type of riches and fornication, they can also be the people who deceive the world, right? And worshiping the beast, the Antichrist. They're going to play a big part of that. And there's, I'm zooming in not in a global sense. I'm taking you down. That global sense got a root that's rooted down. And that root will come from this certain place that got all the power, money, and influence to do all those things the world is doing. Like it's, you know, when we think about gay marriages and all type of sexual fornication, we talk about merchants, they're going to be in the midst of selling either humans selling humans, like in the slave trade, all the way over to Wall Street and selling cotton from the slaves. They are over our media, over entertainment, our music. It's going to, all the wickedness of this world will be rooted to a certain geographical location on this earth. So what you're saying is right. I just think there's so much more that we shouldn't just zoom in on one. Just look at the giant picture. What you're saying is right, but there's other stuff to it.
But look at this.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
I'm going to say, we think that it's America right now. That's what many people think right now, that Mr. Babylon is America, right? That's what we think.
Well,
but we could be wrong.
For the longest.
You know what I'm saying?
For the longest, that's what I thought.
That's what a lot of people think. I even thought that, too, a while back. I even thought that, too, that America was Great Babylon, you know? But we could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You got to put that in the pot too. We could be wrong. We could be wrong about it, because we gotta leave it open. Just leave it open. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I would take the approach to it, instead of just trying to guess on who it is. You know, the reason why I said that it's going back to Rome is because scriptures we read earlier that says that Rome the head was wounded, but it came back to life, and it also says there's no king yet, meaning that king the beast haven't came yet. You know, it's the spirit is here, but the person is not here. That's gonna be in control of that world of. He's gonna bring all the leaders together at one time. You see what I'm saying? He's gonna bring all the kings.
The Antichrist.
If you're a president, Antichrist is gonna be. He's gonna bring everybody together, religion, and they're all gonna worship him like he's God. It's gonna be a counterfeit Christ. You know, a counterfeit Christ, and they're all gonna worship him. You know, and if you don't worship him, you're gonna be killed. So we know that this system, that way of life is not here yet. It's not here yet. We don't see that happen yet. But it's coming together in the government. You know what I'm saying? They're putting it together as we speak right now in the dark, working together with faith, you know. But in the scripture says he's gonna come out of the bottomless pit. Yeah, you know, he's gonna come from hell. Basically, what the Most High is saying. So this is gonna be something that the world haven't seen before. And I get what you're saying. I want to know too. You know, because it's a mystery. Yeah. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the reason why I said that because Rome was in charge at one time, but they fell off.
Over
they fell
Israel.
Off the scene.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I believe that
Christ
America.
Came.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I'm just
go
saying,
ahead.
That's why I even felt like America was Mystery Babylon is because if that was any other empire that brought back Rome, it was America. Because the Great Britain had Queen Elizabeth and all of them. They still dealing with kings and dukes, you know what I'm saying, and all of that.
Yeah.
That right there, that empire never failed. It's still going on right now as a smaller empire than America. But it's still going on right now. And I felt like America was that woman with the Statue of Liberty representing Babylon, you feel me? And that we got governors, senators, and Caesar in the middle, just like Rome. And that we got the World Games and football and basketball, like the Coliseum. We got our laws. Man, it's so many comparison stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Rome, that
exactly.
It would be they brung Rome back to life. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I agree
but
with
we do know
yeah.
What made what this guy said so interesting is he said that behind the scenes is a people that sits even above America, and they're the source of all these fornications. They're over the money system. Like, through them, it's where all this money comes from. And through them, you know, it'll be, they're like the root. And then when he mentioned that whereas Christ that's in Revelation chapter 11, where our Lord was crucified, that's America being that they're imitating Rome and Israel, they were occupying Israel. It's just kind of, man, he made it flow together in a way that seems like it's Israel is the mystery Babylon in the future, you know. And so that's
no,
all I'm saying.
It can't be Israel because we are in captivity until Christ comes back. We're not going to rule because you know it says in Apocrypha that we got next.
Brother Ronald. Okay, it seems like you're talking about Israelites.
What did you say?
It seems like you're talking about the Israelites.
Yeah, us. Are you talking about the fake Jews?
I'm talking about the land of Israel.
The land of Israel. Okay, that's where the fake Jews at.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Is that not who's running the world?
They're part of the fake Jews. They got some money. They got some money, yeah.
Top
dog.
Who is the top dog? Who's the top dog?
The Gentiles are. The Caucasian.
Is they
people.
Gentiles?
Caucasian race. Yeah, they're Gentiles.
Are they Caucasian
race? No, hold on. Because the Bible said that Esau was Jacob's brother, right?
Yeah.
Didn't it say that? So Esau is Jacob's brother.
Uh-huh.
And it talks about Esau in the Bible, in Obadiah, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so Esau, he comes from the line of who? He comes from the line of Shem, right?
Right. And Isaac. Isaac is his daddy. Yeah.
Okay, so we get somewhere now, right? So the,
okay.
So the Edomites come, take his brother, right? And they come from the line of Shem, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your take on that?
Well, that Edomites come from the line of Shem. And the Edomites was people of color, and then they merged in there with the people of not no color, which is Japheth.
Japheth, yeah.
Okay. And
right.
over time, they are Caucasian in appearance, but yet they're still Edomites. And they are ruling this world.
Right.
And I think that's the British Empire. All right? And which are America, too. I think Esau will be the end of the world, and it's Jacob. That was,
yeah,
and the people who are in occupying Israel right now, I think that's Japheth, okay? I'm not saying, though, I think Queen Elizabeth, all them with dukes in their titles, I think that's Edomite.
Yeah, it is.
Royalty, rich, I think they have made it or made babies with all types of people of this world, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's the Illuminati. Yeah, I think they're super rich.
Yeah,
I'm not in the understanding that all white people are Edomites. I'm not in that understanding. I'm in the understanding
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I think the
you open up a can of worms.
I think that's Japheth.
You open up a can of worms now. <You're>,
All right. Okay, gotcha.
I'm saying, but it says in Matthew chapter 21 verse 24 that the Gentiles are going to rule until Christ come back. You see,
right?
And that's why I said that. You see what I'm saying?
Japheth. Uh huh. Yeah, Japheth is going to rule.
No, it said the Gentiles are going to rule until Christ come back.
But Japheth is the Gentile.
No, Japheth is the Gentile. Right, yes. That's in Genesis chapter 10. Japheth is the Gentile. Right.
Yeah.
So what?
Right.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm really, right on, bro. Let me finna get out of here, man. We've been on this joker. Let's go to Genesis right quick, man. You said it was
okay,
Genesis, but I think you said was talking about Esau, Jacob. No, Noah. No, Noah. Let's see. What was that?
Genesis chapter 10.
Where Japheth?
You see your brother Israelite? Your dad Israelite? Okay. You listen to us? Okay. Yeah, Genesis chapter 10.
Okay. But I think what I was looking for, though, I was looking for when Noah
so
was talking
about Mystery of Babylon. Who is Mystery of Babylon? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about right now. I got a brother online, Brother Michael. He's an Israelite, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Uh-huh. What scripture when Noah was drunk?
I don't know. You probably pull it up. But I told you, we're talking about, I don't know, Brother Michael, but I said, you remember the scripture said that that Rome was wounded and came back to life. Call him back. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, you back?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he probably couldn't call the show because we're over our time. Yeah, we got to start wrapping it up right now. The lines have been blocked now. All right.
Okay.
I just want to
call me for a few minutes. Can you call me?
Not because I only scheduled it. The system is not me. It's the system won't let them call in no more because I only set it up for 2 hours. And after the 2 hours, can't nobody call in.
Hold on, brother. Okay, so what you want to do? You want to close out?
Yeah, I'm going to close it out with a scripture.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead,
okay.
Brother.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Genesis 9
and 27.
Follow my
prayer. Tell them all my prayer. Yeah, keep them on, keep them on. Genesis 9, 27. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. That's a prophecy on Japheth from Noah.
9:27. Read it again. Read it again.
God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. And Canaan shall be his
right.
servant. All right.
Canaan is African. That's the Hamites.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But keep in mind that we did take a lot of Canaanite women as wives. But that's not the point I want to show you. The point I want to show you is that in the land of Shem, in the belief system, religions of this world dealing with Shem, which is Christianity, which is Judaism, which is Islam, Japheth is going to make his way in there under the tents of Shem, probably occupying their lands or whatever. They will enlarge themselves more than Shem is under Shem's own stuff.
Okay.
So wherever Japheth is enlarging himself at, it's probably, you know, it's prophesied that Japheth would do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you talk about Israel, the land of Israel, Assyrian, and you look at the Islam world, a lot of them look biracial when the root of Islam was dark people like us. So Japheth has definitely infiltrated this part of the world in that land. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And Gentiles going to stomp over his land until Christ comes back. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Japheth right there. You know what I'm saying? Right. Oh,
that's all I wanted
to say.
Japheth is the Gentiles, right? Cause
right.
The house of the Gentiles. Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's all I wanted to say, brother. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap up the show. Yeah, there you go. Let's wrap up, and we'll pick it up on Sunday, man. And no, today, Tuesday. We'll pick it up Thursday. Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, Thursday. You can back on Thursday. I'm going to let your father
know. Uh-huh.
Just keep him on. I'm going to talk to him.
Okay. All right, man. Take care, and I'll see you Thursday at 5 p.m. Central.
Okay, let me talk to
you. All right, shalom, brother.
Shalom.
All right. Okay, let's see. Let me just choose a little closing song, man. Wow, that was something else, man. We kind of just communication, man. Just trying to figure out, you know. Anyway. Let's see. What should I play, man? Let's play some truth music, right? Because that's what we've been doing, truth music.
Most I fill my cup, now I'm thumbing through it. Yeah, now we up. of the tribes waking up.
We waking up.
Ain't no turning down, keep that spirit up.
Keep that spirit
up. The heathens already know they time is up. You say you with the movement, but this our nationality, we sticking to it. We them Israelites that the Most High using. Why you think we putting all the scriptures in our music? To reach the lost sheep, Satan, get up off me. I'm already 10 steps ahead, you can't cross me. When you say you don't believe in Christ, that's when you lost me. Ain't no false doctrine or no thick rules, stop me. Now we up. Children of the tribes waking up.
We waking up.
Ain't no turning down, keep that spirit up.
Look, I got a cannon and the devil on my hit list. Black sheep and outcasts in my circle, we all misfits. Check the aura, we on fire like menorahs. Warring with these demons, so I'm rhyme with the Torah. I'm gon' up it and bucket and spray. Flies a dove up in the way. No talking to action, let's cut to the chase. Y'all with the stop and get trapped with the snakes. I had to choose, I drew the line. Watch where you step, y'all full of mine. Over for heathen, they out of time, we on the ride.
Ain't no turning down no more, cause now we on, yeah. Coming back, he coming strong, yeah. And if you ain't with the Most High, leave me alone, yeah. You still follow religion, what you want, yeah. Now we up, yeah. Children of the tribes waking up, Ain't no turning down, keep that spirit up.
Keep that spirit
Them heathens already know they time is up,
yeah.
Time is up.